At least 7 people were killed and more than 70 injured when a bomb exploded in a cafeteria at Jerusalem's Hebrew University today. Although classes are not in session at the school, students are taking exams, and the cafeteria was filled with a lunchtime crowd at the time of the explosion. It is the second bombing in as many days in Jerusalem. NPR's Peter Kenyon was at the scene of the attack and later went to the hospital where the wounded were being treated. He joins me now. Peter, what did you find out at the scene?
Well, the scene at Hebrew University was a blown-out cafeteria, blackened, charred walls and tables and chairs overturned. I spoke with one student who went in shortly thereafter. He said it was very hard to recognize anyone and see who needed help. Just a lot of charred faces and blood. They carried out a number of bodies to ambulances. They're wrapped in black plastic bags. While I was there, and a lot of shocked, stunned faces on the students. They had obviously not been expecting anything like this.
This doesn't seem to be a suicide attack, though, does it?
I don't have any official word one way or the other on that, but I have spoken with officials who said the preponderance of the evidence at this point, when they spoke to me about an hour ago, was pointing to a bomb that was left in the cafeteria, not someone who blew themselves up. Again, we'll wait for confirmation officially on that, but so far that's what we know.
And any sense or word on who might be responsible?
I have heard one report that there was a claim from the Hamas faction. I have not had that confirmed independently, but so far that's what it looks like.
There are many foreign students, including Americans, at this university. Were any of them hurt?
I have unconfirmed reports that at least one American was among the injured. Also, one person told me of an American woman who they believed about an hour ago to be missing. I should say I talked to a university employee who said there were about 600 foreign students registered for what they call here an open Hebrew language classes in the summertime. Some of these students will then stay and enroll in the college and continue to take classes. But there were at least 600 signed up for this Hebrew language class that begins tomorrow. It was actually registration day. And I should say that not all of them were in this cafeteria, and we're really waiting to see how that sorts out.
Israeli security forces have been on high alert for such attacks, though, haven't they?
Very much so. Avi Dichter, head of security, was telling lawmakers yesterday of 60 hot alerts in their parlance, specific alerts of attacks they believe were due to be carried out. Many roadblocks in north of Tel Aviv yesterday, roadblocks here in Jerusalem. They're very much on high alert here, and the tensions are quite high.
And yet there don't seem to be any way for them to halt these attacks.
Well, Israeli officials will tell you when you ask them that they have never assumed that they could achieve 100% prevention. But the lesson they've been learning over the past several weeks is that 90 to 95%, those are their figures, can be achieved. They have arrested a number of Palestinians who they say were on their way to carry out attacks. And so far, Israelis believe that this heavy military presence in the Palestinian territories is the route to go.
Thanks, Peter. NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem.